That limited coming under Rav Mineh to the world of Mamanos Unafashos Le'echad, as opposed to Mamanos Le'zeh Unafashos Le'zeh. And the second sugya that dealt with the world of Eidus Psula, and raised the option of Machokes HaMoraim of Palginan Dibura. And on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, we have an extension of both sugyos. So, as I pointed out last time, my suggestion is let's finish off the sugya of Palginan Dibura that we had left off with last time, and then return to the middle lines that finish off the sugya of Mamon Lazeh or Nefashos Lazeh. So, in terms of Palginan Dibura, we saw that we had, even according to Rava, who says Palginan Dibura, there are certain conditions. So we have a Gemara Baba Basra that gave conditions of difference between Chad Gufa and Trey Gufa. Are we talking about, according to one day, one guf or two guf, one gavra, two gavras? According to other Rishonim, are we talking about one story, or are we talking about two stories? And we spoke about that the world of Pagin and Dibura is we accept part of the Eidus and we ignore the other half. Or are we talking about a world of Pagin and Ne'emonus? We accept the entire story, but in terms of one party, and then disregarded in terms of another party. And we pointed out that the world of Kiyum Shtaros we have to understand in one of these matters. And all of this was talking about the world of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. We moved over to Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we moved over to the question of, do we say Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto? We have a Hava Mina that Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinan, and then the Maskana is that we say Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. What's the Havamin and what's the Maskana? So here we had a big Machokas Rishonim and Akotze Adakotze. According to Rashi, the Havamina was that we would have a din of Hoil, that if you have a Haggadah with two parts, a part about a stranger and a part about one's wife, we would say, since we believe him on the stranger, we'll believe the husband even on his wife. Kamash Malan, that we don't say it. But we have such a Havamina, Hoil, Migo, that we would extend the Ne'emonus from the Kosher Eidus to the Eidus that otherwise would have been possible. We remember the Rimegash said that's off the wall. It's against our classic understandings that if we have an issue, we say Eidus Shebatla Mitzosa Batla Kula. We extend a psul, we don't extend a hechsher, but rather the Yad Ramah offered two other options, that the Hava Mina was that when a woman is asura on her husband because of znut, there would be ne'emanus to the husband. There's no longer a concept of kurva. He's very upset with her, etc. There's a distance between them. Komash Malan, that emotions are emotions and halacha is halacha. And the halacha is that until there's a get, she's his wife. And as long as she's his wife, we have an isur, technically, that his edus is possible. I should use the word isur. We have a principle that he is possible lahoid on his wife. That was the first way the Yad Ramah learned. And the second way the Yad Ramah learned was that sometimes we have a world of edus and sometimes we have a world of chatting. Sometimes we have a concept that a person is giving something that is going to have halachic validity, and sometimes it's just mile ba'alma. And it's all defined subjectively. It depends on his will, on his intent. If a person wanted to give edus, that's edus. If a person is just telling a story, then that's just a story. And so the Yad Ramah says, in the Hava Mina, we thought that maybe when he's speaking about his wife, is that he's just telling a story. He never intended it as edus. And then, in the Hava Mina, we say the other way around. In the Hava Mina, we say that he intended it as edus, and then edus, thank you. Shabbat l'mitzasa bat l'kula. In the Maskana, we say, no, he never intended to give edus against his wife. It was just a story, and we say Pagina Dibura. Okay. The Ravid took that approach and solidified it. He objectified. It's not totally in his ratzon, but rather there are certain people on which we're going to define his edus as edus psula, and there are other situations where we're going to define his edus as a lack of edus, as a chisaron edus. When we have Eidus Psula, then Eidus Shabatla Miksasa Batla Kula. When we have a lack of Eidus, that's what we call Pal Yinan Dibura. So when he's made on himself, that's clearly a lack of Eidus. When he's made on his children and on his parents, that's clearly Eidus Psula. Question is, how do we view his Eidus on his wife? So the Hava Mina was that his wife is like his parents and his children. We have a din of kurva, and we say Eidus Shabatla Miksasa Batla Kula. Kamash Malan Ishto Kagufo, that his wife is like himself. That's the maskan of the Gemara, according to the Raivid. Now, we have a parallel Gemara, if we go down about 10 lines, where Rava has what seems to be a very similar question, not about a person's essence, about being made on himself. There Rava said, certainly, palginon dibura. Not about his wife, where we had ahava mina, we don't say palginon dibura kamash malan, we say palginon dibura, but about his shore. Right, that boy Rava, Ploni Rava Shori Mahu. Mi Amrinan Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, Vein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, O Dilma Amrinan Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, Vosar Debaya, Hadar Pashta, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, Vein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. So the question over here is what is the syntax, the language, the idiom is the same as the idiom that we used in the Gemara on top of the page by Isha. But what over here is the Hava Mina and what over here is the Maskana? So here we find, fascinatingly, that every Shita has to learn it, L'shitato, but we're going to come out sometimes with opposite conclusions. So let's take Rashi. What does Rashi say over here? Mi Amrinan Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. And then what would be the result of Adam Korov Eitzel Mamono Upalginan Dibura, Lehemna Achavre? We believe the individual that the Roveya would be Chayav Misa, Velo Ashor. But we wouldn't believe him in terms of his own animal, and the animal would not go for Skila. O Dilma, Lo Arminan Linyan Palgi Dibura Adam Korov Eitzel Mamono, Afalgadim Falginan Le Eitzel Atzma. But what does that mean? So Rashi then continues, Hadar Pashta, Lo amrinan adam karov eitzel mamonlin palga dibura, and the result is hashor yisa kel. Namely, that when we have a situation where he's giving edus on a stranger and on his shore, and we say that on the stranger he's believed, on the shore we say that the maskana is that adam. Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. What does that mean, Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono?
He's believed agave, whatever he means, it's in regard to his mamono. It's not him.
Because in other words, if he would be made purely on his shore and not on another person, what would we say?
Believed according to Rashi.
No.
Why?
Ein Adam Karov.
What? That's so.
He's not Karov Eitzel. He's not Karov Eitzel Mamono.
No, so let's continue. V'chi amrinan b'tmura. Roveya onirba alpi ba'alim. An owner comes to court and says that his animal did an act on which there is a punishment of death. So we say that even though it's osur l'gavoha, when it comes to bringing this animal as a korban, we have over here a pagam in the animal, but Muter Lehetzer. Namely, we do not believe the owner. We don't believe the owner. Because Muter Lehetzer, if the owner is correct, the animal should go through Skila. Eno Nisko. So, Hane Mile Hecha Delo Heidu Habalim Al Roveya Mihu. O Heidu Velohaya Eid Sheni Imahem. That's a situation where there was no one else who was going to be an object of the Eidus. Avohacha de gavra miktal alpi baal hashor lo palginan dibura misha mamon. However, if we're dealing with a case where they're being made on a stranger and on the shore, then we are saying that the stranger is going to be killed and the shore is going to be nisko. Why? But what does that mean?
We're
going to say the din of Migo, of Hoil. Namely, that which was a Havamina of the Gemara by Isha and was rejected, according to Rashi, in the world of Shur, it's going to be accepted. We're going to accept it in the world of Shur. Namely, the question over here was, do we say that a person is Ne'eman in terms of his Shur or not? The answer is, a person on his Shur alone would not be Ne'eman. However, because he's Ne'eman on the stranger, he's going to be Ne'eman on the Shur. That's what, according to Rashi, what the Gemara means by saying in the Maskana, Pashta Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. And so in Atzmo we say Palginan Dibura. We believe him on the stranger, not on himself. The Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. It comes to his mama, we don't say Palginan Dibura. Pumfakert. We say that since he's Ne'eman on the stranger, he's also Ne'eman on the shore. So when he gives the Eidus on his shore in a vacuum, he's not Ne'eman. It's his shore. He's not Ne'eman. But when he gives the Eidus on his shore within the same framework is giving edus on someone else, we do not say palginan dibura, but rather we say that because he's ne'eman on the stranger, he's also ne'eman on the shore.
Migo overrides korba.
Excuse me.
Is migo overrides korba?
Yes, yes, no. Yes. That's the you're asking the Yad Ramaz question. Is this against edus shabatel miksas shabatel kula? 100%. That here we have. This is the principle. That we saw in the Havamina by the Isha, that there it was rejected, but by the Shor it's accepted. That since it's one Haggadah, and he's believed on half, he's going to be believed on all. That the person's going to be killed, and the Shor is going to be killed. That Rashi says, black on white. And Rashi says, ah, you'll ask me, there are cases we don't believe in the owner about his Shor? Nachon. When he's only being made about his Shor, we don't believe him. Or if there's only one aid on the other person, and the other person is not going to be die based on his aidus, then we don't believe him. But when we have a situation where we have he's one of two aidim on another person, we're going to believe him on the other person, we also believe him on the shore. Tosos Alatar is silent, but he has the right to be silent because he was vocal elsewhere. So let's look at the Makoro sheet. We have the first Makar being Tosos in Baba Kama Daf Mem Aleph. Amud Beis, and that over there we have the following Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Gemara over there is talking about a shor tam. We know that if a shor tam damages a shor that was not known to be a mazik, a shor tam damages, we had Parshas Mishpatim not long ago, a shor tam damages, he pays chatzi nezek. Okay? What about if a shor tam kills? He kills a person. So generally, when the shor tam kills the person, he's chayev misa. It's irrelevant if a shor tam kills a person, if a shor muad kills a person, hashor niska. Now, when a shor muad kills a person, he's chayev misa and kofer. The owner has to pay. The question is, the owner pay his value, the value of the victim, okay, but he pays kofer. The Gemara asks the question, what about a shor tam who kills? He's chayev misa, but does he pay half kofar? So Rabbi Akiva says, in other words, what are you talking about, half kofar? The shor is killed. The payment of chatzi nezek comes migufo. When the shor is killed, there is no gufo. You can't speak about chatzi kofar if the shor is killed. So Rabbi Lazar answers him, no, I'm talking about an okimta where for some reason the shor isn't killed, but cholzot could there be chatzi kofar? Where do we find an okimta where the shor is not killed? Yeah. So either we have one aid, and one aid is not enough to kill the shor, or we have alpi bailim. Even if there are two, let's say two shutfim on the shore, we have two aidim, but since they're bailim, they're not neman on their shore. So the question is, and therefore, and so Rav Elazar says that in this case, there is no chatzi kofer. We don't have a din of chatzi kofer.
But he learned that from a
lima, because he learned that from a pasuk. Right. So Tosus points out, al pi eidechad al pi abaylim, bereish perakat ta'arovas. Those who learn Yoredeya know there's no such thing as a perak that begins with the word ta'arovas, but there's a perak that talks about the issue of ta'arovas, and it's called by the Rishonim perakat ta'arovas. So bereish perakat ta'arovas, ubereish Perikok Hasurim, that is in the Perik. Piresh Akuntrus, the shore a nera galpi baalim, lo nogeach, velo roveya, mishum demode biknasu. The reason that a shor is not killed based on the aedus of the bailim is because this is a mode b'knas. V'temelari heichan matzinu the hariga shor hu knas. No, it's kofer may be a knas. Kefer is a knas. Killing the shor, that's gzeras hakosav. It's not a knas. Uveperakama de Sanhedrin, our sugya nami, the kamar poni rav ashori, we say huva acher mitztarfin le hargo. And the Gemara gives the reason, mishum, the ein adam karov etzom amono. So according to Rashi, what does it do with presentin shayna? Mabekach, yipote mitam mode biknas. So therefore, Tosis rejects Rashi. Tosis says Rashi is wrong. Venira dahainu taima do machayev alpi bayadim afiu shnayim. The reason is that an owner is nogeva davar in terms of his shor. His shor is losing money, and so he's not neeman when he's out to gain money. He's not neeman when he's out to lose money. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara says that ein adam karov etzel shoro. The behod amrinam besanhedrin ein adam karov etzel mamono. And here it says, this is a black on white. That's what our Gemara means. Where did Tosas get this from? That's Rashi in our sugya. There's no other way of learning the sugya. If he didn't mention Ploni, he just spoke about his shore. He has no idea who used his shore for some immoral purpose. He simply says, Shori Nirba. Lomi Boilan, the Gemara never asked such a question. Pshita the Karov Eitzel Mamono. Kevin Shalabad Lahoyed Al Chavero. Namely, according to Tosos, the default position is you're not Naamon on your Mamon, you're not Naamon on your shore. And our Gemara is talking about a case, the Ahola Bayi of Rava, if I'm Naamon on someone else, am I going to also be Naamon on my shore? And the Maskana is yes. We're going to have the din of Hoil. We're going to have the din of Migo. So Rashi and Tosas over here are learning the Gemara on Daf Yud, the same terminology as is used by the Tap Gemara, just a different conclusion. The conclusion is by Ishto, we don't say Hoil. And by Shor, we do say Hoil. That is Omer Dorsheni. Why distinguish between these two worlds? After all, it's all one principle. Do we say that when a person gives edus on two parties, and he's Naaman on party A to kill him, is he going to be Naaman on party B to kill him? By the Isha, we say no. And by, even though the Havamina was yes. And by the Shor, we say yes. He's Naaman. Yes?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I thought that the ik question that maybe one could ask in Tosfos is just, why is Adam not carvates on Mamono in the case of Sanhedrin? Not necessarily why Naaman, maybe it's still be that Adam carvates.
He explains.
He just says that if there's someone else involved, then
that's what he's saying. When the Gemara says ein adam karov etzel mamono, it means that because he was ne'eman on Ploni, in this case he's also going to be believed on his shore.
Where is he getting that from? That's not
that's exactly what was written above by the wife. In other words, Mahu de Tema Adam Karav Eitzel Atzamrinan Eitzel Ishtalo Amrinan. What does it mean, Eitzel Ishtalo Amrinan? She's no longer a Karav, according to Rashi and Tosfos?
Maybe.
According to Rashi and Tosfos, Eitzel Ishtalo Amrinan Adam Karav Le'inyan Palginan Dibura. Hoelu Mehemen Ahu Dibura Le'mikta Le'chavre Le'ktalei Name Le'dida. I was reading Rashi.
I know. Le'inyan Palginan Dibura for Rashi, she's no longer a Karav.
Exactly, that's what he's saying over here.
Tosfos is just saying that you have Naaman. He doesn't say that he says that you're not considered.
Tosfos says kinemuchach sham basugya. That's the way I learned the top. In other words, exactly the same way I learned. Saka deta chachmachas migo mehemen lahargo mehemen laharga. That's what it means. Eitzel ishto lo amrinan. So that's what we're saying over here by the shore. But by the isha was a havamina. And here by the shore, it's the maskana. It's the exact same lashon. The lashon of, you know, with ein omrim adam karov eitzel ishto, ein omrim adam karov eitzel mamono, in this sugya, according to Rashi and Tosfos, means in the world of palginan, we don't say that we have over here a psul edus and palginan, but rather we say the opposite, that because he's ne'eman by the stranger, he's ne'eman on his wife in the Havamina, he's Naaman by the shore in the Maskana. The only question is why? Why distinguish between the killing of a wife and the killing of a short? Yes?
I mean, there's a difference between your money and a person, an individual. When you're dealing with individuals, so, okay, the default will be the mamon that will say but when you're dealing with a person, an individual, so there's certainly room to say when we're dealing with individuals like the wife. So there we say it's connected. We deal with the link.
In other words, you're asking what I'm asking you in terms of halacha. The halacha
we're saying halacha here. Yeah. When we're saying with chavero, we believe him with regard to the chavero. So the chavero is an individual. So there right. That's the overriding halacha. That's gonna trump the halacha of your relationship with your money.
Exactly. Okay. So the question is, do we have a raya to Avram's theory? Avram's theory is that when we're dealing with a human life, we're not going to say, because I'm believed on a stranger, I'm going to be believed on my karov. When we're dealing with an animal's life, so we can say that because I'm ne'eman on a stranger, I'll be ne'eman even on my animal. Namely, we're not going to kill a wife because I'm ne'eman on a stranger. But we would kill an animal because I'm ne'eman on a stranger. Excellent. So, in other words, that maybe the din of the hitzilu ha'eda that applies to the world of mamonos does not apply to shor ha'nisko. That this is a din, the hitzilu ha'eda, we do everything possible to save a person from being killed. So we'll say, even though I'm ne'eman on the stranger, I'm not going to use that to kill my wife. But by a shor, we don't have a din of the hitzilu ha'eda. We don't have a din that I'm going to go out of my way to save the shor. We're going to say, lehecha, since I'm ne'eman on this edus, I'm going to view this as overall ne'emanus, even on my shor. But the problem is, how many dayanim do you require to kill a person? 23. How many dayanim do you require to kill a shor? 23. Where does 23 come from? The din of v'hitzilu ha'eda. We want to create a bezdin that will have, okay. So here we have a Gemara that exactly deals with this issue. If you look together with me on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the third line of the Gemara. It says, Amar Rav Avahu. You have the third line of the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the third word. Amar Rav Avahu. Asara Dvarim Yesh Bein Dinei Mamanos L'dinei Nefashos. We have a Mishnah earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. We have this Mishnah that deals with the uniqueness of Dinei Mamanos. And there are 10 distinctions between Dinei Mamanos and Dinei Nefashos. And of those 10 distinctions, says the Gemara, let's just continue. Asar advarim yesh ben dinei mamonos dinei nefashos, v'kulan ein nohagin v'shor ha'niskal, chutz me esrim v'shlosha. Out of those 10 distinctions, only one of them, shor ha'niskal, is different than classic dinei mamonos, but in all the others, shor ha'niskal is like classic dinei mamonos. If you look at the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, all the others are permutations of v'hitzilu. Namely, that all the dinim of v'hitzilu only apply to a person. What applies to the world of Shor HaNiskal? Only the technicality of the 23 dayanim. Gemara asks, Menoha Neimile, how do you know that the din of v'hitzilu doesn't apply to a Shor HaNiskal? Amar Rav Acha Bar Papa Amar Kra, Lo Sata Mishpat Evyoncha Berivo. That when we're dealing with an individual who is a person, a human being, and there we have this din losate mishpat, that you are not allowed to paskin against him unless you have a super rove. Mishpat evyoncha iatamata, avalatamata mishpat shel shor haniska. So we have a black and white gemara like Avram, that the din of the hitzilu applies only to people who are being judged in a court of 23, not to an animal who's being judged in a court of 23. And then moving back to our Gemara, this is the way Rashi and Tosfos would understand the difference between Ishto and between Shoro. That we have a question. Do you apply the world of Hoil or don't we apply the world of Hoil? do we say since he's ne'eman on one part, he's ne'eman on the other part? So when we're dealing with a person's life being at stake, we say v'hitzilu. We're not going to transfer ne'emanus to the world of Isha and kill the woman when we have the principle of v'hitzilu. We have nine halachos that are built on v'hitzilu. Masha'enkin, when we're dealing with the shore, that the only connection between the shore and the world of Misa is the nature of the court. Otherwise, we view a shore as pure mamonos. So here we'll say, since I'm ne'eman to kill someone based on my testimony, so certainly I'm ne'eman also to deal to simply take the shore and toss him off a cliff. Namely, that I'm not going to use the word of the world of Yitzilu by shore. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, we have a problem. But according to the Ravid, the continuity of the Gemara is beautiful. It's really, really, really beautiful. Because remember, what did the Ravid say? We had a question by a wife. How do we view a wife? Certainly a husband is possible to be made on his wife. Is he possibly made on his wife like he's possibly made on his kids and his parents? That she's a karov? Or do we say, no, he's possible on his wife like he's possible on himself? Right? The hava mina was she's a karov. Kamash malan, it's like himself. My nafkamina. If it's a karov, eda shabbat la mitzah sabbat la kula. If it's like himself, so then we would say palginan dibura. So here the Gemara has the same question by a shor. How do we view the psul edus by a shor? Do we say we view the shor like him? Or do we say, no, the shor is like a karov, not like him? So the havamin of our Gemara is, maybe really a shor is like him. And we'd say palginan dibura. And we would kill the other party, and we would save the shor. Kamash malan. What do we say? Kamash malan, ain adam karov etzel mamono kemoshu karov etzel atzmo. He's like a karov, and therefore we would say edus shabbat la mikzasa, but la kula. Then we're going not going to kill the shor, and because of that we're not going to kill the other person as well. Let's read it in the Rosh Hachinami, the next source. Amar hasam gabi ploni rava shori adam karov etzel atzmo amrinon. Eitel mamona lo aminan, perush va'af ha'adam patur. Even the person who was reveya the shor, he's going to be patur. Namely, the opposite conclusion of Rashi and Tosfos. The maskon of our Gemara, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that we kill the person and we kill the shor. Right? Because we kill the person, we kill the shor. According to the Ravid, because we don't believe him on his shor, because it's like a karo. We say Eidah Shabbat La Mikzasa Bat La Kula. Afa Adam Patur Lefisha Eidah Shabbat La Mikzasa Bat La Kula.
Where's the Rabbi saying that the Shor is like a Karov? The Pashas, the Rabbi is going to follow the Gemara. The Gemara says he's not Karov Eitzel Atzmo.
He's not Karov Eitzel
Karov Eitzel Mamono, excuse me.
No, he's not Karov Eitzel Mamono like he's Karov Eitzel Atzmo.
Why can't you just say he's not Karov Eitzel Mamono? He's just Nogei Abedav or Gabi Yishor. So then we're also...
Nogei Abedav means it's a Psul Eidus. It's not a Chisaron Eidus. It's a psul edus.
It's not psul edus that comes within karov. It's psul edus because he's nogei b'davar.
What? In other words, we're not saying that the shor is his son. We're saying that it's like a karov. Namely, we have two types of psul edus. One type of psul edus is a hagadah psula. The other type of psul edus is a chisaron of hagadah. On himself, there's a chisaron of hagadah. On his wife, there's a chisaron of hagadah. On his son and father, it's a Haggadah Psula. On his shore, it's a Haggadah Psula. That's what it means. Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Sharo means that the shore is not like himself. It's not a Chisaro in him. But rather, all of them are taking the phrase of the Gemara, both Rashi and Tosos, and the Ravid, and interpreting it the same way that they learned the previous Sugya. Same way they learned the previous Sugya. Okay. Let's move over to the Yad Ramah, the Birshutchem. Within the Yad Ramah, we had two Perushim. Right? So let's take because we're working with the Ravid, we saw the Ravid was basically a permutation of the second Perush of the Yad Ramah. Right? So let's take that second Perush of the Yad Ramah, and then we'll go back to the first parish. Second parish of the Abrahama was, we had a question by the wife, do we say that he meant to give edus, or do we say that he just meant to chat? Okay? The havamina was he meant to give edus. The maskana was he meant to chat. What over here is by the shore is the havamina and the maskana. The havamina was to say that by the shore, just like we say Adam Korav Eitzel Atzma, we say Adam Korav Eitzel Shoro, namely that he meant to chat. He never meant to give really edus on his shore. He knows that that's possible. He meant to chat. And then if he meant to chat, so we would kill, we would say Pagina Dibura. We would kill the other person, and we wouldn't kill the shore. The maskana is, the what do we say that by the shore? He meant to give edus. He meant to give edus on the shore. And that edus is an edus psula. And therefore, edus shabat lemiktsasa, bat lakula, the roveya is also off the hook. Namely, like the Ravid, just rather than, according to the Ravid, putting the shore in the category of psul edus, we put the shore into the category of an edus psula. Right? Yeah? Not in the category of chet.
Wait, if he put it in the category of chat, would that mean that his havamin is also different in that? Not that they both would be putter, but that the guy would be chayav and he would be putter?
The havamina was that the guy would be chayav, like the havamin of the Ravid. The guy would be chayav and the shore would be putter. Pagin and Dibura.
The Ravid said they would both be putter because it's so.
That's the maskana, according to the Ravid. The maskana. The second parish of the Yad Ramah is like the Ravid, just it's a little more fuzzy. That rather than using criteria of categories of psul, a relative, a wife, an animal, we use categories of kavana. What did he intend? But other than that, it's very similar, yes?
The Ravid in understanding Baba Kama would have to have Rashi there? Is it? Yeah?
He would have to work on it, right. We'd have to see how he would. I don't know how the Ravid would. It's a very good question, how the Ravid would learn Baba Kama. Okay. The first parish of the Yad Ramah, was, if you recall, that the world on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph dealt with, is a husband ne'eman on a wife who is forbidden to him. When his wife is permitted to him, he's certainly not ne'eman, she's his wife. But what if she's forbidden to him, does she become like a stranger? Does that change her halachic status? Havamina is that he would be ne'eman on her. Kamash malan, no, that they're married. As long as they're married, whether she's permitted or forbidden, he can't give edus. You realize that the continuity of the Gemara by Ashur is not going to have anything to do with that at all, right? So what then is the havamina? Even though it uses the same language, the same context, the same terminology, same syntax, I'm sorry, I use context. The same syntax, the same terminology, it must mean something totally different. We're not talking over here about is the shore intimate with a person. I mean, that's not the issue. Right? So what then is the issue? So let's look in the Yad Ramah. V'amar ploni, v'amar rava ploni rava hashor, v'lo hiskiro ezehi, v'huzmu, neherogin, v'ein v'shalman, k'prishna gavi hashmai sakrin. Okay. Boi rava, ploni rava shori, ve'echad mitztaref imo mahu. Mi amrinan in the havamina, k'shem sha'adam korov etzel atzmo, kach adam korov etzel mamono, namely, v'chimasid amamone k'tala, that when he is made, that his shor is chayav misa, it's then l'chiyuvei nafshe k'asi, he's coming to have his shor killed, the Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, and we say we view the shore as an extension of him, V'lo Mehemen, and then he would not be believed. Namely, the Hava Amina is that we would say, Palginan Dibura, we'll believe him on the stranger, but on the shore, it's like he would have said, Ploni Ravani. Ploni Ravani, we believe him on the Ploni, we won't believe him on himself. So when he says Ploni Ravashari, it's the equivalent of Ploni Ravani. He's not going to be believed. Namely, if he says that in the world of mamonos, that my shor ate up someone's tomatoes and I'm chayav money, we believe him. But to kill the shor, killing the shore is like killing him, right? We view the shore's life as an extension of his life. That's the Havamina. Odilma ain't Adam Karov Eitzo Mamono. No, what are you talking about? In other words, certainly killing the shore is like paying for tomatoes. Yeah?
That was a Havamina?
What?
That was a Havamina?
The Hava Amino was...
The Hava Amino that man, like, shore is like a dog, and dog is man's best friend, and that it's him.
Is that killing, is that a person is not ne'eman when it comes to a death sentence. A death sentence, we pointed out, is a death sentence in 23 Dayanim. The Shor HaNiskal was dealt with in front of 23 Dayanim. A person is not ne'eman on a death sentence to one of his animals. That's a Hava Amino. Yeah? A person would not be ne'eman on that level. And the maskana is we view an animal not as a living creature that's undergoing a death sentence, that we could view this as an extension of the person.
Which changed then? Like, Hava Amino this? No, forget it.
What changed?
Like, it doesn't even, like, we just know, like, what, it doesn't even seem like...
What changed is how do we view the death sentence of the Shor HaNiskal? In other words, again, I'm pointing out that since there is a point of halachic intersection between a death sentence of a person and a death sentence of a shor nisgal, kamisas habaylim kamisas hashor. It's the Mishnah here, the Bezim and Aleph and Sanhedrin. Just as the owner would be, when he has a death sentence, goes before a court of 23, so also the shor goes in front of the court of 23. So we might have thought that this is considered to be part of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. This is an extension of the person. Kamash Malan, no. So then... when we move over to the Mammon, I'm sorry. In other words, in the Havamina, we have this question: how do we view the Misa of the shore? In this case, Havamina has two sides. Basar debaya hadar pashte mistabra da adam karov etzel atzmo ve'ein adam karov etzel mamono. That we say that in the world of Mammon there is no kurva. And therefore, what do we have? It's not Karov, in other words, that what do we have in the Maskana? So, when we have a case of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma, we say Pagina Dibura. When we don't say Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma, what do we say? What does it mean, no Pagina? Edus Shebatla Miktsasa, Batla Kula. Right. This is start. That's the starting off point of the Adramah. There's no such thing of shkav hoil. What do you mean the Gemara Babakama? Ein din el beser shemis es adam al pi yedechar al pi bailim. Vaminim b'tmur roveo near al pi bailim also legavo amuter lehedya. Alma eno niskal al pi baalim. So it'll appear. What does it mean eno niskal al pi baalim? Maybe because we have over here an extension. That we view it as part of the Baalim? No. Hasam kishain echad mitstarif imahem. Over there, it's because you have one aid. Namely, it's often a technicality. In Hachinami, someone is ne'eman on, I'm sorry, according to... Right, I'm sorry. According to the Adramad, the person dies and the shore dies, right? In other words, we do not view the shore as an extension of the person, but rather he's ne'eman. Hodas baldin kameidim dami. He's ne'eman on his shore. But not to kill... No, I'm sorry. That's slowly slow. In other words, he's ne'eman, and there's another person involved, right? There are two people. So we kill the shore as well. We would kill the shore as well. In the case, in Baba Kama, in other words, there's only...
One person or Baalim.
The Baalim means that there's only one Baal. Not like Rashi wanted to... Not like those want to say that there are two Baalim. Right? There's one Baal...
Why can't it be two Baalim?
Because if we have two Baalim, then we would kill the shore.
Why not? Why not just say
Nagel?
Only there's one? Because
they're Nagel? Hasam kesha'in acher mitzvah. When the word Baalim, even though it's used plural, it means the owner of the shore. The owner is called Baalim.
Why not just say that even if you say it's two, just say that you need that and you still need somebody else, like two people on their
own. Why
need
anyone else?
Because it's about their own property. We need somebody else.
Why? Because we're saying now, Ein Adam. This we're going. We're according to the according to the Yad Rama, person is believed on his mammon, person's believed that Hodos Baldin Kameidim Dom. He's believed on his mom. And in terms of Misa, he's like one aid. If we have two aidim, we would kill the shor. Here we have two aidim, so we kill the other person and we kill the shor. We kill them both. In other words, the bottom line according to Yad Ramah is like Rashi and Tosas, but for a totally different reason. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo Gashitato.
So the nafkamina between them would be the case that Tosos gave of two bailim who have them together.
Nachon. Rabbeinu Shlomo zal ozel etaimei ve'amar ki pashit ein adam kar ve'etzol mamono v'inyan miflag dibura bilachut ka pashit. Hasa v'tmura d'lo he'idu bailim et mirava, mirava. In other words, over there, we're dealing with a situation where there's no ho'il. Aval hacha de'gavra mikta al pi balashar lo pagina dibura mishim mamona. And then he says, and that love nilsi, that's off the wall. Because I already explained that if you don't say Pagin in Dibura, we say Eidah Shabbat al-Miktsah Shabbat al-Kula, etc. Okay, so we have over here, just to summarize the Maskana Sasugya, what we have over here, Ploni Rava Shori, according to Rashi and Tosfos, since over here, Ne'eman Lohargo, Huva Acher, therefore, Ho'il, right? Therefore, Ne'eman Liskol Hashor. That's Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Ravid, the other way around, since over here, Einom Ne'eman Al Shoro, right? He's, therefore, Eino Ne'eman Lohorgo. This is a din of Eidus Shabbatla Miktsasa Batla Kuba. Okay? According to the Yad Ramah, in terms of the second Teirutz, we say that in the Maskana of the Gemara was he was Mitkaven Lohaid al Shoro, and that's Pasul. Therefore, Eidus Shabbatla Miktasa Batla Kula, Eino Ne'eman Lohargo. And it's similar to the Ravid, just the Ravid uses this category of this is Psul, right? This is Eidus Psula. Eidus psula, as opposed to a chisaron of Eidus. And Yad Ramah second Teretz uses the concept of kavana. The Yad Ramah in the first Teretz says that that which we just said is that over here Ne'eman al Mamono. In other words, that it turns out similar to Rashi and Tosos, but for a totally different reason. Not a din of Hoil, but simply the Havamina was that we view the life of a shore is an extension of his life, Kamashman. We don't say such a thing. Even though the shore is killed in the Bezin of Kaf Gimel, it's not. It's not an extension of him. And he is one aid, and here we have along with him another aid, Huva Acher Mitztarfim Lohargo, Huva Acher Mitztarfim on the Mamon. And the only reason that a Gemara says he's not Ne'eman on his shore would be a situation where he's the only aid. If he's the only aid, so he's an aid Echad. An Eid Echad is not going to be Ne'eman to bring about a Chiyuv of Skila. To bring about a Chiyuv of Mamon, so Hodas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. To bring about a Chiyuv of Skila, you need two Eidim. You have to have two Eidim in a court of 23. Okay, this is what we have on the table. Now, let's look at the Rambam. With this in mind, let's look at the Rambam and the Ravid. So, my suggestion is, let's start with the Ravid, and then go back to the Rambam. Okay? The Ravid says, Omar Avraham. You have it. After the Adrama, you have the Rambam, and underneath the Rambam, you have the Ravid, with the classic Bar Ilan, the plus and the slashes, etc. Okay? Omar Avraham.
Pluses and the slashes, what do they mean?
That's the way that, that's how they put in the Ravid. That's their way of pointing out that the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. Okay? It's computer language. Omar Avraham. Min ha-meforshim ha-tovim. Pat himself on the back, right? Yesha meforshim, ploni rova eshori, shigam haroveya eno neherak, lefisha ha'edus noga al shoro, delo palginan dibura. Right? This is exactly the Ravid, that only in a situation where you have a lack of edus do we say palginan dibura. When we have a situation of edus psula, Edus Shinoga al Shoro, we don't say Palginin Dibura. But what do we say? Edus Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula. That's like the Ravid says over here. But then he continues, Vigam al Shoro Niskavein Lehoid. That's like the second Teirut of the Yad Ramah. Ukeshem Sheino Neman al Shoro, Kachino Neman al Haroveya, the Edus Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula. Then what the Ravid does over here in his Hasagos is point out, I, Mr. Ravid, wanted to give an objective distinction between when we say a chisaron of edus and when we say that we have edus psula. This is by atzmo or ishto, and this is by all other types of psul edus. The teirutz of the sheni of the Yad Ramah said it depends on the person's kavana. So maybe, says the Ravid, we're both right. Maybe in order to say Edus Shabbatla Miktsa Shabbatla Kula, we need two factors. A, we're dealing with an Edus Psula, not a Chisaron Edus. And B, we're dealing with Niskavin Lahoid. When we have those two elements, then we say Edus Shabbatla Miktsa Shabbatla Kula. Namely, as opposed to the Ravid quoted by the Rush, only mentions one element. Maybe the Ravid is saying, okay, you need two elements. In order to say Edus Shabbatla Miktsa Shabbatla Kula, we need a Haggadah Psula, and a Kavana to be made that Haggadah Psula. And here we have both. And here we have both. That we have Vigam al Shaur Niskavein Lahoyed.
So, big difference.
What?
It's a big difference.
No? Yes and no. I mean, you know, it's, do we ask the person, is it an Umdana that he was Niskavein Lahoyed? It's a good question. And it's not a big difference. Again,
if I found an instance when I'm not discussing the Hayat, then we wouldn't say
Kula. That since we have a question, what turns this into an Edus Psula? The object, the fact that you're Nogea B'davar, or the fact that you intended it as an Edus, as opposed to a chat, so we need both. Okay, in other words, again, the Ravid over here goes beyond that which is quoted by the Rush. Okay. But let's look at the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam, let's just read through the halacha. Ein adam nifsal be'aveira al pi atzma. You can't incriminate yourself in terms of a psul edus. Ketzad, harei bala be'ezdin di'amar ganav o gozal o hilva beribis avo pisha mishalim al pi atzma. That's a din of odas v'al din kamei edim dame. Eino nifsa. He doesn't become eino dame sim atzma rasha. V'chein ema mar she'achal nevela u bo'al isur. Eino nifsa at shiusham shnei edim. Eino dame sim atzma rasha. L'fikach. Now the Rama moves over to the sukkis that we saw. Reuven she'heir olav Shimon she'hilva beribis. V'heir Levi v'amar li hilva beribis. Namely, Reuven has two edim against him. A, Shimon is made against him. And B, Levi says, I was the one who borrowed from him. Hare Reuven nifsal be'edus Shimon v'Levi. Af al pi shari hoda Levi shalava beribis. How can Levi be Neman? He's saying about himself, he's a Rasha. Eino mesim atzmo Rasha. V'neman al Reuven v'eino Neman al atzmo. This is the din of palginan dibura. Right? That I'm not Neman on myself, but I'm Neman on someone else. This was, we saw this sugya later on Daf Cafe. V'chein. This is Testament Beis. Bein la'onso, bein la'onso shel nirba, bein liritzono. Namely, this is what Rava points out. Even miritzono, hu va'acher mitzdarfim lahargo. because he's believed on the Ploni, he's not believed on himself. Then we move over to the top of Yud Amud Aleph. Ploni Ba'al Ishti, Huva Acher Mitztarfim Lohargo, Avalo Lohargo. We say Palgin and Dibura. Everything is fine. V'chein Kol Kayotzeba. All of these cases are cases of Palgin and Dibura. Period. Now the Rambam comes to our halacha. Ploni Rava Eshori, Huva Acher Mitztarfim Lohargo, She'ein Adam Karov Eitzo Mamono. So the question is, what exactly is the Rambam telling us over here? What is Rambam telling us over here? Because there is something a little missing over here, right? We know that he and another person are ne'em on the Ploni, but what about on his shore?
Not believe continuity of the Rambam.
What
doesn't say anything.
Here he's not being nisal. Here he's not al piatzmo. He's not being made on himself. The maskan of the Gemara is Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. The Rambam already finished the world of Palgin and Dibura with the phrase Kein Kol Kayotze Bazeh. With that, the Rambam finished the world of Palgin and Dibura, and then he points out that we have this Gemara at the end, which points out Ploni Rava Eshori Huva Acher Mitztarfim Lehargo She'ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono.
Yes, this means he's believed by the shore. Because if he wasn't, then he would have said that apostles both, since we're saying that he's believed to kill the other person, so the Aedis on the shore can't be apostling it, so therefore it has to be good.
So that's a possibility. But the question is, yes?
Can we distinguish between cases? In one case, he's a co-fair parent?
There's no co-fair over...
Early in the case where the shore kills someone, none of the...
Yeah, but we're not dealing with that case. We're dealing with Proni Rava Eshori. The shore was nirva. I don't know. In other words, the shore was nirva. So the halacha is in the Torah that we kill Ploni and we kill the shore. But the problem is over here, he's the owner of the shore who's giving this avis. And so if you look in the Kesef Mishnah on the bottom, the Kesef Mishnah is Ploni Rava Eshori Sham Baya. Upashta the Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, Umefaresh Rabbeinu Kirashi, Shapire Shekevan Shein Karov Eitzel Mamono, Lo Kal Palgina Diburo, V'Hashor Yisakel, and then he moves over to the Raven, namely that the Rambam simply left out the phrase Hashor Yisakel, because that's obvious from the fact that Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono Hashor Yisakel, and he wants to link the Rambam with Rashi. The problem is, to link the Rambam with Rashi is that we're using a din of Hoil. Hoil, that Ne'eman Lehargo, Ne'eman Leskol Hashor. That, the Rambam, it's very hard to say the Rambam would have passed him like Rashi and not told us we have this din of Migo, this din of Hoil. It's such a tremendous chiddush. Right? It's something, again, the Yad Rama views it as counterintuitive. It's rejected in the previous Gemara. To learn Rashi, you have to distinguish between a wife and between a shor, with the world of the Hitzilu. There's so much behind it. In other words, on the other hand, you know, like, what could the Rambam over here be thinking? So what the, if one looks in the Frankel Rambam, he quotes on the side of the Gemara that there is a mistaken print in the Rambam, that the Rambam should have been read, Mitztarfin Lahor Gan. With a nun, right? You know, it's a horgan to kill both of them, because ein adam karav etzel mamono, and therefore he's ne'eman on Ploni, and he's ne'eman on the shore. The problem with that approach is that the Rambam never speaks about the killing of a shore with the verb of harag. He always speaks about, if you look through all of Hilchot Niskei Mamon, all of Hilchot Sanhedrin, he says Ashor Yisakel, Ashor Yisakel. So it's very hard to say that he would put the same verb over here that he uses to kill a person with killing the shor. The shor is not neherak. The shor is niskal. It's a different process. It's a different world. The Rambam doesn't put the shor and the person in the same breath. So the Rambam clearly is not the Ravid. The Ravid over here says Eidu Shabatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam says Neman Lahorgo. But but how to understand Ne'emanot Hargo, and why did the Rambam leave out the Hashor Niskal? Because it's obvious, because it's wrong. In other words, it's unclear. What? No, I would simply say that the Rambam holds like the Yad Ramah, in his first teretz, that he's Ne'eman on Ploni because he's a Rachot, and he's Ne'eman on Mamon because Einan on Korov Eitzo Mamono. Not like Rashi with the Hoil and the Migo V'chulei. Simply, over here, he's Ne'eman on both. But the Rambam should have written V'hashor Yisrakel. He should have added those two words. That would have made life much easier. And what is the Rambam over here then being what's he adding? In other words, that we would have had a Hava Mina like the Yad Ramah that we view Ashur. Michael's question, you know, it's a very, very wild Hava Mina that we view Ashur as an extension of the life of the individual. You know, or it's like his life is being taken, and that's why he's possible. But so the Rambam Lechora, I think that he's saying like the first teretz of the Yad Ramah, he's Ne'eman on Ploni Lohargo because he's a Rachok. He's Ne'eman on Mamono Lesoko because he's a Rachok. Because he's simply Ne'eman. That's all. He's Ne'eman and he's Ne'eman without having to get involved, without bringing in Rashi. And he paskins like Rashi, but not with Rashi's line of reasoning. This is not the Hoil, this is not the Migo of Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. This is what we have over here in the sugya, but we have one other Rambam which deals with the case, which is also quoted in the Rush, and that is a Yerushalmi. So let's move over and conclude with this other Rambam if we can. The Rambam in Perek Yudah Rochazayim, Hakosef Kol Nechasav L'Shnei B'nei Adam Be'edut Achat. In other words, he wants to hand over, Bill Gates wants to give his billions of dollars to Reuven and Shimon. And so he has a shtar in which he says, I am giving all my nechasim to Reuven and Shimon, and it's signed by two Edim. These Edim are Krovim Le'echa, they're Krovim to Reuven, Le'ech Mekabim Matana, Urechokim Min Hashemi. So the question is, how do we view this shtar? What is the halacha of this shtar? So the Rambam paskins harei hashtar pasul b'nei shehu edus achat. That this shtar, we say, edus shabatla miktsasa batla kula. The problem over here is that this is a Yerushalmi. This isn't a case that is being made up. This is a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that this is a machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says over here, Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. And Rish Lakish says, Haldinan Dibura. Okay? So if you look back at the Rush on the previous page, after the Rush brought the Ravid, the Rush said, you have it, go back to the Rush in Amakos, the second line, about the sixth word. Lefize, according to the Ravid, that we have this distinction between Eidus Psuga and Kisaran Eidus, Necha Hahu Yerushalmi. Then the Yerushalmi is beautiful. Kasav Kol Nechasav L'Shnei B'nei Adam, Eidim Krovim Lazer Rechokim Lazer, Rav Yochanan Amar Pasul, because of Eidus Shebatla Miktas Abatla Kula, V'siyei Rav Elazim Masnis in Mitzvah Karva Pasul Eidus Han Betela, Ki Hechi Dohasam Eidus Shebatla Miktas Abatla Kula Hachi Nami Hacha. U'pasak Rav Alfus Hilchasak Rav Yochanan V'lo Palginan Dibura. And according to the Ravid, why don't we paskin like Rish Lakish Palginan Dibura? Don't we paskin in our whole sugya Palginan Dibura? So the answer of the Ravid is you only paskin Palginan Dibura when we have a case of Adam Korav Eitzel Atzma. Only where you have a Chisaron of Eidus. But the moment we're dealing with Krovim, with relatives, leaving aside a wife, then we have Eidus Psula. Edim who are signing a shtar, they're not signing on their wife. They're signing on their cousin. They're signing on their brother. The karov over here is a type of a karov, which is the edus psula. So we have over here an edus psula and an edus kshera. We say edus shabatla miktsasa batla kula. So according to the Ravid, this is the rule. The rule is we always say edus shabatla miktsasa batla kula, except when we're dealing with a person about himself. There we have a din of palgin and dibura. So according to the Ravid, the fact that the Ravid paskind, that the Rif paskind like Rav Yochanan, Pasek Rav Alpha Silch Rav Yochanan, is Kaftav Aferach. But the Rambam, we saw, doesn't pass like the Ravid. The Rambam, we saw, doesn't say Edusha Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula. The Rambam has his din of Palginan Dibura, right, both in Hilchos, with the previous Hilchos Edus that we saw, in Hilchos Avodim, etc., etc. How over here does the Rambam say that the whole thing is Batel? So this bothered the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says Yerushalmi, Huva Bahalachos Perakama Demakos, Plukta de Rav Yochanan Virush Lakish, and the Rambam was posek like Rav Yochanan. V'chein Das Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is the Rif. Udelo Kerav Haiv Rabbeinu Ephraim V'harama Shepasku Kerish Lakish. The betray gufe le direi hakol paginan dibura. In other words, all the other Rishonim say, just a minute, we have rules of paginan dibura. The moment we're talking about two people, we say paginan dibura. Here we have a person who's giving over his nechasim to two people, to Reuven and Shimon. We have Edim who are apostle for Reuven, they're kosher for Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are two people. We should say paginan dibura. We should have the din of paginan dibura. So they say it's not a problem. We'll pass like Rish Lakish. But the Rambam doesn't. So the Kesef Mishnah continues. Ela da'anan kevin dechazin and pulter Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish vaday paskinin kerav Yochanan imishum dekavasei kaimol and gabi Rish Lakish. You have a general rule. We like to pass like Rav Yochanan imishum demisnisin mesayelei. The Gemara over there says that we have a Mishnah similar to Rav Yochanan, the world of Eidah Shabbat Lamik, the world of Nitzach and Karav Apostle. And then he was bothered, what do we do with Rava, Paginam Dibura? And we pass like Rava against Abaye. And so what the Kesef Mishnah wants to do is distinguish that even though we have over here two people, what do we have in terms of the nature of the deal? How many deals do we have? One deal. We have one story. We have one mechira. One gift. We have one gift of all of my property to these two people. We view it all as one. And that's the continuity over here of the Kesef Mishnah. That as opposed to the world in Hilchos Avodim where you have two things in the same shtar, over here we have one deal. Just to see where it says the black and white. Aval four lines from the bottom of that section. Aval kishikasa kol nachasa l'shnei bnei yadim ki echad kolmar nichtav kol nachasa nesunim leploni yuploni who osem maase echad b'shnei gufim lo palginin dibura. Like we saw in the Rishonim, that even though Tosfos made the distinction between one person and two people, most Rishonim made the distinction between one story or two stories, and this is all one story. Okay. On this, there's a Reb Chaim. And this is a Reb Chaim that you should enjoy very, very much, because the first half of Reb Chaim simply summarizes the entire sugya that you just learned. And so as you're reading, you say, yeah, this is correct, 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 correct. Right? So he points out that, in other words, do we have time to read it? Okay, quickly. Din ze ise birushalmi perakama degitin, Rav Yochanan mayachar sheshnehem shem psulim lezeh psulim lezeh. We say this about Miksosa Batla Kula, Rishakasham Raksherim Laza Psulam Azeh. We say Palgin and Dibura. Before Isham Taima Durav Yochanan, Eidish Batla Miksosa Bakula Batla Kula. Taima is Rish Lakish that we have over here, like two stories. And so we have Palgin and Dibura. Pasak Harambam Kurav Yochanan. Achain, Hecha da Havin Shnei Duyot, Moder of Yochanan, Lurish Lakish. Had a person written in the Shtar, I'm giving this field to so and so and that field to so and so. Even Rav Yochanan would agree that we would have Pagin and Dibura. Hare Taimad Rav Yochanan for Isham B'Yerushalmi, that here we have Naseis Edus Achas Kish Echad Ma'ashein came with when Shtei Eduya. So everyone asks, let's look at the Gemara Testament days. Ploni Ravani Loretzoni. We have one story, and we say Pagin and Dibura. We don't say the Shabbat Miktsah Shabbat Lakula. So the Rosh explains, like the Ravid, no, then when we have a world of Baal Din, it's a lack of Edus. A lack of Eidus, we say Pagin and Dibura. By Eidim Krovim, we say Eidus Shabbat L'miktsasa. But, and therefore, Harbe Rishonim, because of the Sugya Sanhedrin, Paskin like Rish Lakish, rather than Rav Yochanan. if you don't want to take the Ravid's word for it. And so over here we have a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't pass like the Ravid. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rish Lakish. He passes like Rav Yochanan. So if you look, 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines, 9 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom, he says, V'koshal HaRambam, Ech pasakocha damrinam batal kola edus afligabe harachokim. Why don't we say palgin and dibura? After all, the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Ravid. So we'll say, we can answer, look at the Ketzach Mishnah. This is all one case. This is all one mechira. So here, Reb Chaim tosses a factor in that throws us that makes us dizzy. V'hine, b'kosev nechasav l'shnei b'nei adam. When you sell all of your nechasim, you have an estate of $5 billion, and you give it as a gift to two people, how do we view it, really? Do we view it as one gift to two people, or do we view it as two gifts that are given here, each of them are getting half? Hare kone kol echad gam belo chavero. The Reb Chaim points out that in Hilchos Kinyonim, these are viewed as two gifts. Raya laze, mehodit sarchin and hacha letaimo de edushe batla miktsasa batla kula. What do we have over here? We have a shtar. The edim are krovim to one and rachokim to the other. Rav Yochanan says that the whole thing is no good. Why? Because edushe batla miktsasa batla kula. Without that principle, what would we say? It would be good for one and not for the other. So you see that edush batla miktsasa batla kula. We have good edim on one part. We have bad edim on the other part. Without the principle of edush batla miktsasa batla kula, we would say let's accept the good edim and not accept the bad edim. Hare belavach he have edina the rachok karov kona, that the rachok he would get his half. V'hakarov eino kona, and he wouldn't get hare lehedya the echad kona below chaveiro. So we see that these are two deals that were put in one shtar, but they're really two stories. That when I say I'm giving Reuven and Shimon all my nechassim, what I'm saying is I'm giving Reuven half of my nechassim, and I'm giving Shimon half of my nechassim, and I'm just, for the sake of convenience, putting them into one shtar. So we pass on Kriush Lakish, like Rav Yochanan, Eidah Shabbat L'miktsasa Bat L'kula. But why? If we have over here really two stories, why shouldn't we say Palgin and Dibura? I have two stories, like Ploni Ravani Luritzani. I have one story about Ploni, one story about myself. I'm putting them all into one edus, but it's two stories. So the imkain sarachiyan baha hachab edus shabatla miktsasa batla kula umafarish time mishum davi edus achas kosha. This is, so in other words, it's very nice that the Kesem says, you see, according to the Rambam, it's one story. But the moment that we're basing the Rambam on Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan says black and white in the Yerushalmi, Eidah Shabbatla Miktsasa Batla Kula, it means that we have two stories that are in the same shtar. And Rav Yochanan says, since we don't believe the Eidim on one story, we don't believe in the other story. But if the rule of the Rambam is whenever we have two stories, we say Palgin and Dibura, not the Ravid that we're going to distinguish between Chisaron Edus and Edus Psula, but we say whenever we have two stories, we say Palgin and Dibura. Ploni Ravani Luritzoni, we say Palgin and Dibura. Ploni Hilva Kesef Beribis, we say Palgin and Dibura. So why not over here say Palgin and Dibura? That's the question of Reb Chaim. And here, what Reb Chaim does is he wants to distinguish between the world of Kinyanim and the world of Edus. And so, if you three lines on the bottom, Nira Muchrach Baza, the Kol Hanosein Matana Lushnayim Dinam Nechlak. Namely, that we're going to distinguish over here between two types of Kinyanim. In other words, that within the world of Kinyanim, we have two tracks. The Be'es Shekanu Shnehem, when the will of the Nosein Matana is being done, and they are both Kona, their halves, Oz Hav Yachada Matana L'Shnehem. namely that the Kesef Mishnah is correct, that when things work out, let's say if we would have had over here Edim, who were Rechokim from both parties, if we would have had over here Edim that were Rechokim from both parties, we would have viewed this as one gift to the two of them. V'ein echad kone below chavero. It's all or nothing. Ki im dehavya haknoa achas u'zuchia achas u'shneem v'yachad. Ach im mitbatelet matnat echad mehem. But when we have the world where one is kone and the other isn't kone, like in our case where you have edim who are krovim lazeh, rechokim lazeh, then azu d'nishtana seder hamatana. Then we have a different track. V'kone echad below chavero. Namely, that the world of Kinyan, when we have a Kinyan to two parties, it can be viewed from two perspectives. It can be viewed as one gift to the two of them, or two gifts that are occurring simultaneously. So according to Reb Chaim, this all depends as to who are the Edim. When the Edim allow for the two, for there to be one gift, we view it as one gift. When the Edim don't allow for it to be one gift, because they're krovim to one side, then we view it as two gifts. V'asher al kein ha-necha ha-chtayma de'edah shebat ha-miktasa bat la-kula. De'im in he-dine kinyan ha-ve-dina kevan in his-batra matnas ha-karov im kein nis-chalka matnas ha-karov li-yos matan rifnei atzma v'shitahe matan ha-kayemes. Avo bedin edus azlinan basar ikar edusan v'im lefi ma-shehe idu ha-ve-chada edus chayal ba-din bat la-miktasa bat la-kula. Namely, we have over here a very, very amorphous situation where in the world of Kinyanim it can go this way, it can go that way. It can be viewed as one, it can be viewed as two. But the Edim, when they're signing, will ask, what did the Edim, what halachically, where was the role of the Edus? Were the Edim signing on one or signing on two matanas? So over here, Reb Chaim says that even though in the world of Kinyanim we could view it one way or the other, in the world of Edus we view it all as one matana. And since we view it all as one matana, so therefore that's where Rabbi Yochanan says Edus shebatla miktasa batla kula.
I don't understand.
You're not the only one. What Reb Chaim pointed out is that you can have a situation in which, within the world of Kinyanim, we can have two tracks. Yes? But in the world of Edus, we view that these Edim are being brought by the owner, by the original owner. His will, the original owner's will, is to make one gift to the two of them. He wants both gifts to be chal. The original owner's will is that both gifts should be chal. When both gifts are chal, then we have the perspective it's all one. It turns out that the owner was unaware, and these edim were rechokim to one side and krovim to another side. So the question is, what do we do now? Do we view it as one story and say edus shebatla miktasa batla kula? Do we view it as two stories and say palgina dibura? So since the owner, his will was that both of these mechirot should be, both of these matanot should be fulfilled. When they're both fulfilled, then it's one story. So since his will was that we view it as one story, that's how we're going to view the edus. Even though, when bottom line, when one works and one doesn't work, we say that it's really two stories, but since the will of the owner was that they should both work, so that's how we're going to view the edim. We're going to view the edim, which are signing on the das ha-mischayev of the original owner, as wanting to fulfill his will, his das, right? The whole world of shtar works with das and mischayev. His das was that they should both receive the matana. When they both receive the matana, then it's one gift to the two of them. If only one of them were to receive the matana, it would work one without the other. But his will was his das and mischayev was on the level of both. So since we're dealing over here in the world of edus, do we say Edus Shabbatah Miksasa or Pagina Dibura is Halachos of Hilchos Edus? In the world of Edus, we're going to go after the perspective that this is one story. When it's one story, then we do not say Pagina Dibura. That's the right. In other words, we're coming back in the end to the Kesef Mishnah.
Can you explain just the Kinyan, though, how why that wasn't viewed the same way as it is?
The kinyan, in other words, the kinyan is going to be the bottom line. So the bottom line, in terms
why
of the
is
kinyan,
bottom line, edus is by the das of
the kinyan is what in the end is going to happen. So we say in the end, if it only can work out for one and not for the other, then we have two stories
now
that are occurring simultaneously.
We're going to change what his das was there.
No, we're going to say that. Well, we're not to nishtana haseder. We're going to say that he had an ikar das and a tafel das. He had a das, but there would be a fallback position. So the edus is defined by the das hamiskayev. The fallback position is defined by the world of kinyanim. In the world of kinyanim, when something is given to two parties and one of them works and one doesn't, so we say, see, we have over here half a kinyan on half. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm sorry, it's 1 o'clock. But I agree with you, it's a very difficult chiluk, but it's just pointing out, it's not so easy simply to say it's one story. One has to investigate halachically, is it one story? So Ploni, Rabbani, Leritzoni, we say is, if you recall, we had this question, you know, it's what's one story and what's two stories? There are certain cases that are vadei two stories, certain cases that are clearly one story, and then there are cases, like by Ploni, Rabbani, Leritzoni, we have a machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rava, is this one story or two stories? And we have the case in Makos of Ilo Vituvia. We had a question, is this one story or two stories? So here, according, we have a situation where also we're on the cusp of the issue, is this one story or two stories? In order to explain the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says you have to say it's one story. Reb Chaim says, but so of course, so if it works for one and not for the other, doesn't that automatically show that it's two stories? So he says, no. The bottom line, that it works for one, not for the other, that's a world in Kinyanim. But in terms of the world of Eidus, the Eidus is according to Das HaMeschayev that it was all one story, that it should all be viewed as one story. Okay, what we left was the short section over here on Mamon Lazeh, Nefashos Lazeh. So we had, I sent you to Rashi by us. Again, Tosfos is not by us, but it's in Ksuvos. Within Tosfos, you have a Maharsha and a Maharsha and a Maharam Shiv, how simply to read the Tosfos, but there's tremendous nafkamina. Then we have a Rabbeinu Chananel by us, which is also very mechudash. And I mentioned to you that the Or Sameach wants to explain Rabbeinu Chananel. So that we'll see first. And then we'll move over into the world of Makos Bishlosha in terms of the Machokes in front of how many Dayonim one deals with the world of Malkos, moving into Rabbi Shmuel. So I'll give you that page of my Makomos tomorrow morning. Okay.